Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104, and joining us just after releasing his first single of 2024 is Hunnis. Hello.
Hiya, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for chatting to us. So Cash Machine was released on the 12th of January. Tell us what this song is about.
Yeah, so Cash Machine, it's actually been around a few years. I wrote it back just after I left college and I was living in Dublin and just found myself kind of working a job that I didn't want to work in and not chasing the dreams that I was full of kind of leaving college, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this was a song that was kind of born out of the frustration of that time, of feeling like I was a bit stuck, but I had enough sad and mellow tunes at that stage, so I decided to make it upbeat and, you know, something you could actually dance to and sing along to, you know, while suffering but dancing while singing about it, you know.
How was it having to sit on that for a few years?
I mean, yeah, it does feel a bit funny releasing something that you've had around for a while, but it's also nice to, you know, find a new excitement for it.
Yeah.
I think it went through a good few different versions and iterations throughout the few years, so it was nice to finally get it to a stage where I was really happy with it and, you know, happy to show everyone.
It must be quite nice to kind of dip back into something that's a little bit older in your music category to kind of do that and give it almost like a new lease of life.
Yeah, it can be a little bit difficult. I think when I went into the studio to do this version of it, myself and the producer, Marion, we kind of worked on restructuring it a little bit, and I think that helps, you know, adding something creatively to it again kind of made me more invested in it again, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
If we were just working on the same structure, same song that was sitting there for so many years, I think it would have been more difficult. But the fact that we were, yeah, adding new things and having to be creative with it again, it kind of, yeah, I fell back in love with it. So I was really excited to put it out.
You've also been tipped for one to watch by the Irish Times and the Irish Independent. How does that feel?
I mean, yeah, it's cool. I try not to take too much note of these things because, yeah, I don't know, you can get your hopes up for things. And I think, you know, people say you have to take your good criticism, you have to take your bad criticism just as seriously. So yeah, I try not to think about that too much, but it's obviously it's a lovely thing to have that written about me.
So where did music begin for you?
I grew up in a pretty musical house. My parents were always involved in musicals when they were younger, and then I have three siblings. My sister would have always been in musicals as well. And then my two brothers were, they played loads of different instruments and had a band back in the day together. So I was always around it. And then I actually moved to South America with my parents for 2 years when I was 6 years old. And I think there were only like three CDs in the house. And I just used to sit in the hall with the stereo playing those CDs over and over again and singing along.
What CDs were they?
So there was Michael Jackson History. So
nice.
There was like a double album of, yeah, all his hits. Mm. And then there was Beatles Number One. So basically all their hits as well. And I'm trying to remember what the third one was. I think there might have been a Dubliners one there at some stage.
Nice.
And then, yeah, like with every trip back to Ireland, we bring more CDs back with us. So I had a little Richard phase as well.
Amazing. I love that. But like really great music to start off with.
Yeah, definitely. And I think my parents were great as well, because I was probably really, really annoying to listen to. I'd be sitting out in the hall just singing along and learning, teaching myself to harmonize as well. So it wasn't even, you know, it definitely wasn't easy to listen to, but I feel like it was, I put in the groundwork.
Did you realize at the time that that's what you were doing?
Yeah, I think there were certain songs, like in the Beatles and Michael Jackson, like there was certain lines where you'd hear the harmony come in, and I noticed that, and I was trying to mimic it and to teach myself to do that, and then to harmonize bits that weren't already harmonized and whatever. So yeah.
When did the writing part come into it then?
So when I got back from South America, I was about 8 years old, and my two brothers were in a band, and I thought that was the coolest thing ever and wanted to be in the room for every rehearsal. And basically they started teaching me guitar. And I think I started writing not long after that, but I mean, they were the, you know, as you can imagine, the worst songs that have ever existed. You know, I was 8 years old, with nothing to write about. But I think the first song I wrote that I was, you know, I suppose proud of at the time was maybe 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. Just, I kept writing and writing. And I think I did have to just have a bit of life experience before I felt I had anything worthwhile to write about, you know.
Absolutely. But I suppose you have to start somewhere too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're going to play a little game. So we have six, well, we have questions under 1 to 6. If you give me a number, I'll give you a question.
I'll go number 5.
5. Where do you buy most of your clothes from?
Oh, God. My girlfriend would tell you I never buy clothes. I wear the same clothes for a long, long time. But
sustainable.
I do like to go to charity shops and vintage shops when I can. And then aside from that, if there's any essentials like, you know, plain white T-shirts or something, I'll go to Pull&Bear or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they'd be the main spots anyway.
Pick another number, 1 to 6.
We go 2.
What's the best thing about performing in Ireland?
The best thing about performing in Ireland?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Irish crowds are great in their own way. I think every crowd from every country has their own kind of characteristics. But I mean, an Irish crowd is always there for the crack and full of energy. So I think a lot of the time they're just on your side and wanting everything to go well and for everything to be fun. So that's and everyone's just dying to sing as well.
It's true.
So I think, yeah, that's what I think makes an Irish crowd special, yeah.
Let's go one more.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a number between 1 and 6.
Oh, yeah. I'll go number 6.
How do you relax?
How do I relax? Doing all the things I shouldn't do, like lying on the couch and scrolling for hours.
That's okay.
I am trying to read a bit more, and it is January, so I've set myself a target of reading a book a month. And what else? I mean, playing music is a bit of a boring answer, but I do also like just picking away at a guitar, lying on the couch as well. And I think I do love cooking as well, and I find that if I have a stressful or unproductive day or anything like that, I find that quite therapeutic and relaxing. So
that's good. I'm not a great cook, so that would be useless for me. I just get more stressed, I think, trying to put something together. I wish that was how I could relax too.
I think you have to put in the groundwork of just being really stressed every time you cook for a long time until it clicks.
That makes sense, actually. I might give it another go. But the brand new single, Cash Machine, is out now. Where's the best place people can keep up to date with you?
I'm probably most active on Instagram, so Honest Music is the username, and yeah, there's going to be more releases coming over the next few months, so that's the best way to find out about them.
Excellent. Honest, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks a million.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.